The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, he returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus, thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. You look nervous. Smile. It's the fair Sunday. Eat some tacos later and we'll be fine. The gospel story for today, it's so powerful, at least for me, because Jesus, again, started healing people, but in this story, there were 10 lepers. And then also what struck me with this story, the lepers, or people are suffering from leprosy, were screaming and yelling to Jesus, "Jesus, have pity on us." They were away from Jesus, from a distance. Why? Because it was common in the Old Testament or biblical times that people are suffering with disease, they're away from people. They were isolated. In the old times or biblical times, people suffering from disease, especially leprosy and sin, they were connected. If you committed a serious sin, people thought you were being punished by a disease. We don't think that way anymore. Erase that in your mind. Because suffering is part of life. Now, why this story is so powerful for me? I want you to remember 3 C's. There was conversation or encounter between Jesus and the lepers. The second C, there were conversion. One of the lepers came back to Jesus and thanked him because of the third C, compassion. Conversation, conversion leads to compassion. The 3 C's. Why am I doing this 3 C's? Because of the last part, compassion. I was with the priest of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles last Monday, and we talked about the teaching of Pope Francis, mercy and compassion, which Pope Francis is so animated about this teaching. This is his passion. And I learned from this conference or sharing amongst priests, compassion or mercy is the identity of God. Compassion and mercy is the identity of God. This is the reason why Jesus is always moved with pity. Every time he sees a person suffering of illnesses, any way possible, Jesus heals. And that's the first one I want to talk about. The second part is the gratitude piece. Only one left. Only one returned to Jesus. Where were the other 9? They went to see the priest. And Jesus asked, "Where are the others? But did you not tell us, go see the priest?" They went to the priest because in the old times, if you are being healed or being cleansed, you have to go to the temple and the priest will validate you that you are clean. So you can enter again to the temple. There's a validation. But for this one person that struck us, or struck me, this person who returned and said, "Thank you, Jesus," his soul is so full of gratitude that when he was walking towards the priest, something happened to him. Conversion happens. There was a change of heart. I need to see Jesus. I want to see this Jesus, thanking him. And help me to think, did he know that Jesus will be suffering because he was entering Jerusalem to die? Maybe in his mind, I will not see Jesus again physically, so I need to see Jesus. But in a way, his heart was full of gratitude that I need to see him right now, here. And one of the stories that I'm going to tell you is when I visit the classrooms, they always say, "Good morning, Father." When I leave, "See you again, Father," or "Thank you." And this little girl, third grader, asked me this question, "Father, can you explain what gratitude or thank you means?" I said, "Oh boy, where is my phone? I need Google right now." Gratitude, she said, is saying thank you every day, but you mean it. We're so used to saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but we never mean it. And I said, "Oh boy, I'm in trouble again." I learned something from this little girl, that gratitude is about how you say it and the meaning of your heart. I thank you for helping me. And help me to think about us today, Christians. What happened to us? We just say thank you, but we don't mean it. Maybe for this week or Sunday, we can think of something or someone that we are grateful for. Because when we are grateful, our change will be, our heart will be joyful every single day. You saw something happen here when I was processing in. We had no altar server. So I saw this little kid sitting up here. His name is Christos. He served at 6:30 early morning, and this is his first Mass. So we had a conversation. "Quick, I need you to serve." And he said, "Yes, Father." And I want you to share that story because also that incident, conversation, leads to conversion and compassion. And I want you to reflect this week also, Pope Francis' teaching about compassion. It's the identity of God. If we live with compassionate heart, our identity will be like God. Like with the lepers who were healed, but also that became their identity so that they can share that to one another. Our life is full of energy, anything or business in life. But some way or the other, one day, all we have to do is say thank you, and our heart, our minds, and our spirit will change. That might be my prayer for you today, that we may have a grateful heart, because someday, God, and we will say in front of our God, face to face, "Thank you for a wonderful life, and thank you for wonderful people that I meet, and thank you for the love that I feel every single day."